Rose led the Bulls to their best record last season since the Michael Jordan era. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 705, December the 21st. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, up in the chat room. Already got Angel's already there.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angel. Yes, breakfast with the Botts here. Okay, we're also out on live stream, so you can watch us in the morning. Okay, Linda, prepare to smile and wave.
Yay!
Hey, okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you know, hey, gosh, December the 21st. You know, okay, I've got to say it one time. Six more shopping days till Christmas for you guys. All right, Bad Bob, good morning.
Hey, have you done your shopping?
Hey, Bad Bob, what you got this morning?
And good morning.
So, have you done your Christmas shopping, Bob? You heard her.
My Christmas shopping is done.
Oh, it is? Yeah, yes. But you know what Bad Bob does? He builds things. He builds techie things. Like, he's got things that probably crawl around the house. And then here comes, and then, you know, and
we
then he gives it to Brenda. And she's happy with that because she's a techie thing, too.
It's been a big year for everybody. So, you know, we all have gifts that keep giving. So it's
and
kind
speaking
of, like,
of a giving person, here she is, Linda Bott.
Good morning. You're so sweet. Good morning. And Merry Christmas. 'Tis the season. I've got my hat on today and just kind of, you know, I could do a Santa cap throughout the entire holiday and be happy with it. Looks like our weather forecast by Anselmo Vineyards, of course, is a sunny day with temperatures reaching around 62 degrees. We're now currently looking at 55 degrees downtown at the station. Tomorrow is going to be sunny, and it looks through our forecast throughout the week through Christmas Day is mostly sunny, with temperatures just in around reaching around the 60s. How fabulous. But remember how it wasn't too long ago. I think this time last year it was snowing.
It was cold last year. You know, we haven't had any rain lately. We had a lot of rain last year by this time, it seemed like. And, yesterday was, what, 70?
I don't know, but do you know what happened on this day in history?
No, but I think I'm going to find out.
What's this from? Hi-ho! Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
In 1937, Walt Disney presented the first full-length animated feature. It debuted on this day at the Cathay Circle Theater in Hollywood, California.
It was huge. It was a huge hit.
The cost to produce Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was $1.5
million. In 1937. Huge amount of money. But didn't they make a lot of money on this?
Disney got their total investment back in the first year of the film showing. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is 83 minutes in length and is the work of 750 artists.
But, you know, that was when, you know, you could get into movies for like a nickel and a dime and things, because 37 was still, I mean, things were tough back then.
And the Wicked Queen's voice was that of Lucille Laverne, and Adriana Casolotti spoke for Snow White. Marjorie Belcher Champion was the
dancer?
Model for the cartoon star. Disney won a special Oscar in 1938 presented to him by Shirley Temple. The film is said to have been Disney's finest moment and certainly the turning point of his career. Critics said that the adaptation of Grimm's fairy tale would be Disney's folly. Walt had reportedly said, "Folly this." Love it.
Okay. Hey, we got a big day today. We got Sheriff Tomasenko coming in. We got Gary Kegg. A lot of happened last night at the city council. You know, recall petitions. We'll talk about that. We're talking about the big movie studio and the battle going on, because I want to talk about not so much the movie studio coming in, because, yeah, I'll talk about that, but the comments in the paper about it. There's just a lot of stuff happening. But before we do that, we've got to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, from the gang here at KCNR with the gang from the Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute.
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 46 points at 12,057. The S&P 500 is down 6 at 1234, and the NASDAQ is down 37 at 2566. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 3 cents at $5.14, and American Airlines down 7 cents at 51 cents. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 9 cents at 1441, and North Valley Bank is down a penny at $9.61. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning. The 30-year Treasury yield is at 2.95%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil up 64 cents at $97.88, gold down $1.10 at $16.1650, and silver down 13 cents at $29.40. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Wells Fargo offices on Park Marina Drive for KCNR.
They are in the Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo advisors are not in the bank itself. They are in Park Marina Drive, and we've been saying that every day.
They're very much like us, but if you're going to be on the market, we have some other friends that do this as well. They have to get up at the crack of dawn because they have to be at the East Coast, which means 6 a.m. They are 5:30 at 6. Yeah. Their brains are boom. That means on, hopefully not on the floor.
That's right.
You know, other things that happened this day in history, we're going to take a break. One of your favorites, U.S. General George Patton, died on this day.
That's right.
In a German hospital.
After a stupid accident. He was in a car accident.
After being in how many wars?
Yeah.
You know,
You know what? When it's your time, it's your time.
And in 620, the Mayflower and its passenger pilgrims from England landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. That's according to the history.
Began the colonization.
There you go. That gives
still
us,
going on today.
Let's take a break.
All right. Carl and
Linda
Bott.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. You may have noticed we have a new intro, outro, and other bump lines and everything. And the reason we're doing that is that before we had some guy back from the East Coast. And now,
he did a great job. Keep it local.
But we wanted to keep it local. Again, we go back into the, you know, why pay this guy from the East Coast to do it? We've got people here in town that can do the same thing and do it well.
And I would invite auditions for as we need new liners.
Absolutely.
I would invite auditions for additional voices.
Absolutely.
And the voices
and you know
of the
what?
Community.
And you
commercials
know what? Also,
coming in.
And you know what? Also, we could use another, I think we could learn, need somebody to learn how to work some of the production equipment here, so that we have we have a couple backups too. So we'll advertise for that here. Probably
nobody
next
could ever
year.
Take Bob's place though.
No, not Bob's place. No this is
well,
just
we're going to have opportunities for people to who want to learn some basics of audio video production and don't want to spend a bunch of money on one of those fancy schools. We can offer up some insight. We
on-hand
have
training.
A pool of very experienced talent in this town.
Well, you know what? And there's a lot more we're going to be announcing here soon. But just remember that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on KIXE. We're going to have our North State Now Christmas special, a tribute to the veterans. It's going to start at 8 o'clock. Like I said, it's going to be we're going to be talking to veterans of World War II, Korea, Vietnam, global war on terror. We're going to be talking to a mother who had her son and nephews all serving at the same time. We're going to have music with the Madrigals and the Victorian Christmas Choir. We're going to have all types of things and some surprises in our show here. And it's a locally produced. It's kind of like all of us getting together to say, Merry Christmas to the North State.
Thank you for the North State.
Thank you, veterans.
So that'll be tomorrow night. Of course, we'll be on the air tomorrow. Tomorrow morning with our show, and then I'll be on tomorrow night at 6, and then tomorrow night we go over to KIXE. We're there, so it's going to be we need you guys. We need you to be,
may need you to bring us
kind of like Gulliver's Travel. We need you to kind of carry us around for a little bit there.
Be gentle with us. Okay, hey, look, let's talk with what's going on with North Korea. You know, as you know, there was a huge change when Kim Jong Il died. And his son, it was reported yesterday, Kim Jong-un, his 20-ish year-old son, took over. Well, that's not so fast there. It looks like it, for the first time since since North Korea was formed in 1948, they're going to have a collective rule. It's going to be Kim Jong-un, the son. And by the way, he was the third son of Kim Jong-il, and it was reported that his mother was just a mistress and a dancer of Kim Jong-il. She died of breast cancer in 2004. But he's going to be ruling with the military and his uncle, Yong Song-tak. And, it's easy for you to say. The reason given on this is, and it's not surprising because he was young and he was unknown, is that he did not have a big enough following. His political power base was not strong enough. So they're going to rule like this until he gets stronger, till he can, take that. But, however, I wouldn't, hold your breath. Their uncle there is pretty strong. And and also the military, which is when you're living in a dictatorship and you got all the good things, when you're getting the food, you're getting the TV shows, you're getting everything that you want in life, it's going to be difficult to hand that off to other people. So I imagine the military and the uncle and that top power group up there right now, the fight going on is tremendous. Okay, you had something. It's harder now to come into the country.
Well, there is a headline that's come out that says that the state legislators are looking to crack down on illegal immigration in 2012, and they're turning away from the law enforcement laws that dominated state houses this year, and instead are pushing other measures that can make a little bit more difficult for illegal immigrants. Much of the international furor over state immigration laws in states such as Arizona and Alabama focused on the portions that granted local police the ability to conduct roadside immigration checks of people stopped for other crimes. Alabama leaders are now considering revisions after foreign workers at Mercedes-Benz and Honda car-making plants in the state were detained under the new law. The U.S. Department of Justice has sued to block four state enforcement laws, Alabama, Arizona, South Carolina, and Utah, and Arizona's law will be in limbo until at least next summer when the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on its constitutionality. Yeah. Now, you can find this article and go deeper in this in USA Today, and we just wanted to, I know that's always been something on the...
Well, everybody is concerned about it. It's the reason the states are doing this is because the feds have not done anything, and in fact, Obama, who made a big ballyhoo of putting National Guard troops on the border to help out the Border Patrols, just cut them in half. So he took 900 off the border. Of course, he didn't make that big announcement. There was, of course, the other great announcement is that our last troops pulled out Sunday from Iraq. But what's going to happen over the next few months is going to be interesting. And, of course, our legislators up in D.C., they passed a tax plan. Wait, not so fast. The House Republicans have said, we don't want a two-month extension. We want a one-year extension, catching everybody by surprise. The Senate had gone home for Christmas.
Well, I have a good story before we take a break, and that regards, Santa. Santa is working in mysterious ways, and of course, his little elves. It seems that there are mystery elves / donors that are visiting stores and paying the balance on accounts that allow customers to pay for purchases over several months. So for some people who really want to be able to lay away something and pay for it on time, they go and they get a call that, you know, your account is clear and you're ready to pick it up. It's like, what? Yeah, somebody's come on and just paid in, yeah. paid it for
some
them.
And $500.
They want to remain anonymous. I just think that's a fabulous way to share in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Let's get into local news. Yeah, there has been a recall effort. Yes, there are pot collectives are open in one town around here. And obviously, what else? Let's talk about that new studio and why do people want Reading to fail? Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 at 7:20 in the morning, and I feel a dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies coming on.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, Carl and DeBot, 7:25 in the morning, December the 21st. 605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, we're on live stream, our video that's streaming all over the world. That is all over the world, right, Bad Bob?
Theoretically, anybody in the world can access it. Right now, there are, in fact, four people.
Four people on this. You know what?
We need more.
Tell your friends, but stop telling people about that. There's only four. Say there's like, don't lie. But Just don't stop just bringing it up. It just, you know what, we work too hard to have, you know, we want thousands. But then again, it we're still, we grow. Haven't announced it yet. We're going to be announcing that. You know,
we did have two tickets that we gave away for the Aaron Neville concert tonight. So you know who you are that won it. Marty, please email us. Let us know you got them. I just went out and I thought, I just want to make sure you pick those up. So just send us a little message that you did get those and that you're going, because that's a fabulous Christmas show.
It is. Okay, what?
Yeah, okay, got him.
Says he got him.
Okay, so what was on your mind?
All right. Oh, okay, yeah, I got him, he said. Okay. Chris Foxworthy is this guy that's kind of headlighting this or bringing in the studios that's to do, you know, buying Stillwater Business Park. It's, you know, millions of dollars. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Mauricio Hannison. But I've talked about it with other people, Mark LaSalle and other, and but Foxworthy is the president and chairman for Clarity Entertainment. Which signed a non-binding deal for $6.15 million to buy out there. They're putting in bids on the KMS building and a couple others here in town for the studios. Now, I think it's great. I think it's a way of repackaging Reading. It's a new thing that says, this is what we're doing. If this thing continues to go through. Now, you know, yeah, there's still some hiccups out there and there's still some distances. But here's what I want to talk about. It's one of the things that Mauricio Hannison said. It's one of the reasons we're starting this business show at the beginning of the year. It's about the good things that are going on in Reading. I'm feeling very bullish about Reading in the sense that we've got businesses that are successful here, that are starting out, that do worldwide business, that do national business. And yet, if you read the paper and read those nasty, anonymous blog entries about this one article, about them coming in and wanting to do Christian programming, if you looked at that and said, is that the way Reading feels? Now, not all of them are like that, but a majority of them was. If you read that from these anonymous nose pickers, you would think, well, why would I want to do this? Luckily, Mr. Foxworthy, I believe, has met a lot of people in town that wants to make this work. Instead, you get these Red Bull swilling, non-working people. They get on there, oh, it's a Christian thing. Oh, it's Bethel Church. Where's the background? Where's this? You know what? It's really easy to be a naysayer. It's really easy to just get out there and poke your finger. How many of you are out there? How many of y'all are out risking it in the jobs? How many of y'all are starting businesses? How many of you are hiring people that are poking your finger at this company? You know, it just irritates me. You know, it's one thing to say, well, you know, what's the track record? You know, that's a legitimate question. Okay, what's the track record of this? That to me is legitimate. That's not naysaying. That's a legitimate question. Oh, it's Christian. Oh, there goes. Oh, they're just going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? There's a lot of Christians here. There's a lot of Christians all over the United States. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of Christians all over the world. So what? If you don't like it, don't go to the movies. If you don't support it, then don't try to get a job there. If you don't want this to happen, get with all your friends, put your names down so we know who you are. So if you do have a business, then we can make a choice about whether we want to go see you or not. But that'll never happen. Anonymity. It's the last refuge for cowards. Okay. Good news. Linda Hartman is going to be working better. So, again, you heard it first here on KCNR.
Shout out to Linda Hartman, Mauricio Hannison.
And she has been a veterans advocate. She is a county supervisor. She is not going to run again when her four-year term expires in December 2012. So she's going to be working at the veterans home and assistant administrator of the home. And I think, you know what, that's a great thing. You know, Linda has been very supportive of the veterans. She's a great person. And, you know, and I have to admit, okay, in the blogs in this, that when people said, that's really a good choice.
It is. Linda
Except
Hartman
for the one that was having the marijuana problems, but then nothing's going to be happy for
Linda
them.
Linda Hartman would be a wonderful representative to
the veterans advocate.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run here for the news. We come back. We got Gary Cadd here. And Gary's going to come back. Gary, recall of city council candidate, city council members?
Seems to be.
Plus a few other things we want to talk about. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of red at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Dow is down 54 points, the NASDAQ is down by 36 points, and the S&P 500 is lower by 7. Walgreens under fire after posting lower than expected first quarter results. The drugstore says lower reimbursement rates for the prescriptions it does fill and fewer flu shots took a toll on its bottom line in the quarter. The decision to no longer be part of the Express Scripts pharmacy is also cutting into sales. The company does expect to see gross profit growth in the second half of the year as new generics, such as the generic Lipitor, are introduced. And Fortress Investment Group CEO Daniel Mudd says he's taking a leave of absence effective immediately. This in order to focus on matters outside of the company. The move comes just a week after the SEC brought civil fraud charges against him and other ex-Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac executives. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Grading, California.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 56 degrees downtown. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with the temperatures getting to be around 62 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Do not forget, if you're kind of dilly-dallying around and wondering, what am I going to do for New Year's Eve? Well, the gala of the year is going to be out at Anselmo's with an 18-piece orchestra, casino night, very Monte Carlo, black tie. Don't be afraid of, I don't know what to do. I'd really like to go. But, you know, dress up and come out. You can take a tour bus that they're going to pick you up at the Red Lion Inn, so you will have and bring you back. So that's going to be just an absolute night. Call 474-5546. That's Anselmo Vineyards. We are so excited to be here and all the things that we have going on with the chat pack, as well as everything at the station and being, streaming hello and all that good stuff. We also want to do a shout out to somebody who's been with us since the very beginning, and that is Shelley Levy. And they have at Tobacco and Brew.
Shelley and Joe.
We actually went and got a bunch of Jingle Crunch, and so when we would
coffee. Yeah.
So go to an Espresso Joe's, they'll make you a fabulous cup, and we would bring little, you know, half-pound bags to people's houses as we've been going through the Christmas season. You know, people ask you to come over.
Or Johnny Coffee Seed moving around town.
Yeah, Coffee Seed.
Johnny Coffee Seed as we move around. Johnny Coffee Bean, I should say, as we move around town.
So it's Jingle Crunch or Jack Frost. I don't know if I'm sure they still have some in there, but check it out. It's a special coffee for the season.
Linda tried to corner the market in it, though. Hey, our guest is Gary Cadd. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Are you?
My back isn't fine, but I'm fine.
Okay, because it's not your usual smiley, jovial self.
No,
getting closer to that. Let's reorganize.
My back is from working too many years on oil roller rigs up in Alaska. My back sometimes likes to jump up and tell me, hello, Gary.
And well, oil, it's nice to have a mind of its own.
It's lucky that you talked about oil. I mean, I'm going to go into solar right now. That'll wait to another time. But last night it's a city council, a recall election, a recall movement against.
Yes. Well, it'll be against Mr. Bassetti, Mr. Jones, and Mrs. Sullivan. And the reason it's not against Mr. Dickerson and Missy MacArthur is they're up for re-election. And it's got to be, you can't force a recall 180 days out from the end of the
I was term. Wondering about that because it was a 5-0 vote. You know, but I can understand why the advocates for marijuana went after Francie. She is such a neoconservative that doesn't listen to people, you know. You know, what is this? I mean, what? They're having a recall election on these because, what, they voted to take an illegal substance out of town?
Yes. And then you'll notice in the paper this morning that Shasta Lake City is leaving their two open out there, which is probably going to just bring all the...
Maybe they're doing that on purpose to get money. You know, you look at what's happening out at the city of Shasta Lake. The only person that said, you know what, look at what's going on throughout the United States with the feds about the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't have them here either, just like every other city's not having them. And the city of Shasta Lake votes it down. And the reason it is, it's because Dolores Lucero brought it up. It's the only reason I can think of.
Could well be.
Unless they want to have all the marijuana dispensaries right there.
Well, then they'll have all the marijuana traffic and all the growing out there and then the associated problems that come with it. So
they think it's a little cash cow.
That prove one way or the other very shortly.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens anyway. But she's being recalled, or at least there's a recall election mm-hmm. going on.
Well, there's one. They have to schedule the election. It'll be sometime in the future, 2-3 months from now or something like that. I'm not sure if they'll wait till June or just what.
It'll be like 90 days after they say.
Yeah, it seemed like it. So it's probably going to be a special election.
Sure.
So you said the meeting last night was the shortest meeting that you've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was. Even with the introduction of this recall and everything else, it was 36 minutes. I think was the extent of it. Then they went in the back room, what I call the back room, into closed session. And there was 5 issues on that, and I don't think they were back there 20 minutes, and they came back out again.
You know what the issues were?
And actually, I can tell you real quick, if I can just turn this page here. The issues on closed session were Reading Police Managers Association contract, J.F. Shea Construction is a lawsuit with the city and the county, and I'm sorry, just with the city. And then there's another suit with the REU in lieu fee, that suit they were discussing. There's
Is that the one with Pappas and them?
Yeah.
Oh, not Pappas.
Walt McNeil.
Walt McNeil. Is that suit? Okay.
Yeah. The decision from the court hasn't come out yet. So and then there was existing litigation from the marijuana people. There's Cass Christner, I think it is, in Nature's Nexus, and then there's a property negotiation with Daniel and Trudy Pellizzari. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Anyway.
But anyway, so those were the issues there that they went through. The two issues that were really brought up last night, one of them was 6.1, and that was a renewable portfolio on our Redding Electric Utility, where we derive our electricity from. And the good old legislature in the state of California is throwing rocks at us again. One of the reasons that our increases in our REU are coming up is because we can't count hydro, which is true.
We can't count that as renewable asset.
As renewable asset.
Because the people in Southern California don't have the access to rivers like we do, and rivers and lakes.
There's actually a war going on between PG&E and Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric.
Right.
Edison and San Diego did not invest in hydro. PG&E did. So the legislature says, well, we just can't put our two providers of electricity in Southern California behind the eight ball. So we'll just turn around and just say that anything over a certain amount in hydro, and I think it's, I forget what the number is now, but it's a low number. So a small dam that makes small wattage is still allowed. But a large dam such as Shasta Dam out here with 30 gigahertz is no longer allowed. But even at that, the city of Redding right now, REU is running at 25%. I talked to Mr. Tippin last night, and it's 25%. So we're way ahead of the curve. But the state legislature passed.
Which is why our rates are higher.
This is true.
No, let's just get this. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got to take a break. Let's come back. We're like 2 minutes over here. I want to talk. When you start talking about why our rates keep going up, it's because of the Green Act that we have to have so much of renewable energy. We'll talk about that when we come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, our guest Gary Cadd. We're talking to City Council about renewable energy, and when you complain about the rates, and we should, it's because we have to have Schwarzenegger. Look back at Schwarzenegger. While he was busy fathering illegitimate children, he was also screwing us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and
and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning on December the 21st. Carl Lindebaugh here. Our guest is Gary Cadd. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the owner there. We take our cars down there, and Jeff can repair cracks up to 24 inches in a windshield. Let me tell you, during the winter months, got that little crack in there, and the water gets in there, and it freezes. It just splits it wide open. Now, you get those little dings fixed. He puts it into a temperature-controlled area inside his shop. He guarantees his work. Like I said, he can, you know, you don't have to replace that windshield. You can get it fixed and get it fixed quickly. Jeff Wurst, give him a call at 241-8373 or go down to 3208 South Market Street right here in Reading.
Currently 55 degrees here in the downtown studios at KCNR. Good morning, Gary Cadd. We are talking about things that were on the issues that were discussed last night at the city council meeting, and you've got a something there.
This thing about the renewable energy, is there, that they're tightening the screws on us because...
Well, in essence, what's happening is that this goes back to AB 32 and to the California Air Resources Board, CARB. And now the state legislature, in its infinite wisdom, has passed Senate Bill 2 in the first extraordinary session. Boy, this is getting to be something else. That's basically tightening the screws down. And this is going to happen in the future. They're going to tighten the standards down further and further, forcing this green on us. This is part of what I've talked about, the Climate Action Plan, but that's not for today.
That's not for today.
But...
Though you'd love it to be every day.
Oh, I'm into it. I've been studying it. But anyway, no.
We need to have a supervisor in here and talk to them about it with somebody that says, you know, why are we doing this? I mean, you know, and do we have a – okay, that's a climate action plan. That's something we'll talk about another time. So when you say they're tightening the screws down, it's so they're saying, okay, even more. We've got to have even more – less emissions, even – they're changing the standards.
Yes, they're making it tighter. But right now, the city of Reading is running about 25% by 2016. I think we have to be at 20. So we are in good shape for the time being out to about 2035. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, they're still forcing other parts of the state to comply with this. And this is the reason why our rates are going up, because REU has already had to go out and purchase these other resources to bring us up to 25% of our green. And by green, we're talking not hydro now. We're talking wind, solar and biofuel. And biofuel smokes. I mean, that's CO2.
Yeah, well,
I mean, where are you gaining?
Well, biofuels. It's biomass.
Yeah, biomass.
Well, yeah, but they've got a way of doing it. But you know, the thing is what I just saw too is that the government is just giving permission to build all these new solar generators down in I think it's Arizona, in that area, in New Mexico. One of the largest ones that is being built that they've just approved is a Spanish, or it's, I'm sorry, it's a Mexican-owned firm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a Spanish-owned firm. that they've just, you know, it's a subsidiary of the Spanish-owned firm. And I'm thinking, well, okay, are we going to pay them extra money? But then now they're going to the offshore wind. But anytime you have that, you've got to put lines into them. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're talking about $5 billion worth of cabling that goes, or billions and billions, it's more than five, but billions and billions of dollars of cabling. Because you need an internet of wires and cables and transmission, resources to move this stuff around. And they won't count hydro, which is absolutely clean.
Yeah, and then they're turning around and taking dams out, the hydro dams out.
What, you know what?
What's wrong with this picture?
It's the legislators. It's the legislators. That's what's wrong. The legislators that are in California that do these things, they're wrong. They need to be replaced. They need to be replaced. Just put it in your head. They are not only are they charging us more of electricity, wanting us to go green, now they want to take away the dams that provide electricity. What are they thinking of?
It's hard.
They want to build a $100 billion train to nowhere.
Well, and you talk about the solar. Look at the largest solar companies that the federal government's dumped hundreds of billions of dollars into down a drain, and they're going out of business. They can't make it.
And they're putting money into more of them. And right. You know why they can't make it? It's because China is dumping their solar panels here. And we're not doing anything about it.
That's exactly right. So we can get back into trade agreements, yeah. Then we start going there.
Solar is the future. We need to have Dennis Patterson back in here.
Now the other issue that we got
to save that for right after the break, and then we can talk about that. But I find it interesting how we're trying to go green at the same time. We are doing things, you know, to go green and put in all these. Onerous regulations on us when nobody else in the country is doing it, which is why businesses are moving out. They're seeing that their power costs are going to double, triple, quadruple in the next few years. They can't even figure out how much to spend on that, much less, you know, I mean, how can they budget for that? And then in the middle of it, they make new rules. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to windriver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl Lindebot, it is 7:55 in the morning. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866, and he's going to, you know, you think, I can't afford that. You know what? You'd be surprised at what Mike Huber can do with your budget. You know, bathroom, kitchen, outside, you know, we've seen his work. We've seen the things he can do. We have seen his facility out there. The computer cutting.
Very impressive.
Oh, it's very impressive.
And they also have some of his cutting boards at the Enjoy Store.
At the Enjoy Store, you want you're looking for that perfect gift for mom?
A granite cutting board.
It's a granite cutting board that's highly polished with a little
rubber
sticky legs underneath it, so it doesn't move.
Yes,
and it absolutely, you can just clean it with rubbing alcohol or something,
yeah,
or something like that. It just cleans out, and it is safe. But what a great present for Christmas! You're looking for that last present. There
something
it is.
Something she doesn't have.
That's right.
You don't have to burn your fingers up on the internet either.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, Matt, we're not real happy with that. Estate Granite and Marble, right here. Give them a call, 241-7866. Okay, Gary Cadd. Okay, Gary, what's the last part here?
All right, the last issue that was on, only two issues on the agenda last night, actually. The second one relates to pet licenses, dog licenses. In the past, you go in to purchase a license, say, in January, and it was good for 6 months, not the whole year, because they ran from July to July. Well, now what they're doing is they're going to be running for a concurrent year whenever you buy it during the year. You buy it in January.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's due at the end of the January of next year.
Why can't they do that with hunting licenses and fishing licenses, too?
That'd be a great idea.
Oh, you know why? Because it would cost them money. Because some people may get a license in
January.
Well, it
might save us money.
It would save us money, but it wouldn't save the state money.
Right.
It costs them.
See, we got to remember that everything is the state's making money, not really us.
It's everything for the state.
That's right.
That's right. Everything for the state.
Everything for the state.
For the government.
For the government. For the legislature. For the governor.
For our nanny.
That's it.
So I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm going to have a Merry Christmas.
What are you doing, by the way?
We're going to have, our Christmas is going to be Friday night, and we're going to have the immediate family come up, daughters coming up from Woodland, and bringing our two little grandbabies, a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old,
along with
the other three grandkids from here,
Gary, the streeter, coming in.
And
super.
And actually, my wife's ex-husband and his wife are coming in. We Thanksgiving and everything together.
That's great.
Is about family.
That's
it's
healthy.
Not about previous things. It's about family.
Good.
Yeah, you know what that is.
Let
good.
It go.
Yeah.
We've
spent
fine.
Time with my ex-wife before.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's really
with the kids, because it's there for the kids and everything.
Well, and you stop and think about it too. You start talking, your relationship with the other folks, if you will, improves tremendously. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just neat.
Well, you know what? Get your head out of politics and all these other things for at least a day there,
and go relax
and just relax. Yeah, that's right. You know, we so much appreciate you being with us this year.
Well, thank you, and I just want to make real quick Merry Christmas to both of you and Merry Christmas to everybody out there listening to us.
Okay,
thank
now
you,
tomorrow
Gary,
now
yeah.
we expect you at 8:00 tomorrow night. Be watching our Christmas special on KIXA.
I will be watching.
All right.
There you go.
Well, we've got Tom Basenko. There's a sheriff in the house.
The sheriff's wandering around. He's got his hand on his gun. Gary, what exactly did you do?
Naughty girls don't talk.
Okay, when we come back, we have Sheriff Thomas Inkle. We'll be here.
We still got a minute left.
We still got a minute left here. You know what? Okay, Max, don't take it personal because I admonished you. You said you went shopping and you wore out your keyboard.
Don't take
it personal. Oh, he went to Liquor Barn. Okay, well, then we're okay. That's local.
Thank God you didn't leave your wallet. That was a great story. I have to share that again when we come back.
And no, you cannot recycle liberals. That doesn't count under the renewable energy plan. That was somebody
that
else came
really
in here.
Funny to have it. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they call them flaming liberals, but they give off little actual energy.
Sorry. We do not talk like that.
Nope.
We are thinking about a series of new. Of new sound effects, those we're talking about politicians. Okay, got to take a break for the news. We come back here with Thomas Sinkle. We're going to talk about what's happened this year, the realignment, what we should be looking for next year, how to prepare for next year when it comes to law enforcement. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's getting louder at the House.
Mr. Speaker.
Democrat Steny Hoyer shouting at Republicans in the continued standoff over the payroll tax cut extension.
You're walking out. You're walking away.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz monitoring the fight live at the White House.
As you heard, Democrats tried to force Republicans to hold another vote on that Senate payroll tax holiday extension during a brief pro forma session this morning. Now, that didn't work, frustrating House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer.
We were on the floor to do our work, and they walked out.
House Republicans, in fact, moved forward with a conference committee that they called to negotiate with the Senate. Speaker Boehner saying it's time for Senate Democrats to come to the table.
We're here. We're ready to go to work. And we're hoping that the Senate Democrats will appoint negotiators.
But Senate Democratic leaders say they're not even going to consider negotiations until the House passes their bill. Dave?
Mike, 8 American soldiers facing numerous charges in Afghanistan and the death of an Army private who killed himself in October amid alleged physical and mental abuse. The defense for accused Army WikiLeaker Bradley Manning has rested, calling just two witnesses, the hearing to determine if he should face court-martial for the biggest release of classified information in U.S. history. Newt Gingrich endorsed by the House Speakers of Iowa and New Hampshire.
Let me say, first of all...
But protesters shouted the Republican down, then chanted before being removed. Gingrich also renewed his call.
Drop the negativity, run positive ads.
He accuses rival Mitt Romney of smearing him in attack ads through a political action committee. Romney says he can't direct them not to, and in the end...
It's probably a good time for people to see these things to make up their mind.
This less than 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. The housing market was in worse shape than the bad shape we already thought it was in. Even though previously owned home sales rose 4% last month, the National Association of Realtors admits it overstated home sales by 3 million from 2007 to 2010. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 59. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Investigators are picking up more pieces from the small plane crash in New Jersey yesterday that killed 5 people. The plane went down on a highway minutes after reporting there was a problem with icing. There is wreckage scattered over a half-mile area. Now, it was 23 years ago today, a more infamous plane went down, Pan Am Flight 93, blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, killing 270 people. Many of them Americans flying home.
Scottish justice officials hope Libya's change of government might bring to light evidence about who else was behind the Lockerbie bombing. The sole man convicted, Abdelbaset Ali Omagrahi, was released from jail in what critics allege was a deal by Britain to secure business in Libya. He is now living freely in Tripoli, though suffering from cancer, his family says, and they report that he's close to death. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The FAA is imposing new rules aimed at preventing pilots from flying while being fatigued. The rules issued today would limit the number of hours a pilot can be on duty between 9 and 14, depending on the time of day. All this a couple of years after a deadly crash outside of Buffalo, New York. Retailers are hoping we cram into stores with only 4 shopping days left till Christmas. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has been out among the shoppers outside Chicago this morning, now live in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Dave, they're not busting down the doors at the strip mall, but they are in a rush, some doing a slight jog into the store to pick up that special toy. This woman found the video game she was looking for.
Modern Warfare 3.
Obviously for your son.
Yes.
Has he been dying for it?
Yes.
So I can't get your name then, because that would give it away, right?
Right.
To attract shoppers, at least one retailer is offering after Christmas sale prices in these final days before the holiday. Dave?
Jennifer, a Soyuz spacecraft carrying an American and 2 others has blasted off from Kazakhstan, headed to the International Space Station to join 3 others already up in space. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, December the 21st. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, you can get in the chat room as Sheriff Tom has already proven that. Sheriff Tom Basinko is in the chat room again.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
And now you're on TV.
And I see Bob was talking about your live streaming video from all points.
If you're not sure what Sheriff Tom looks like, well, I don't know why you would, because he goes to every event.
Yeah.
Anything that supports his community. Especially veterans.
Merry Christmas.
Especially veterans.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there in Radio Land and now on the internet with streaming video.
That, and not only that, but we wanted to invite you to watch our show. Our first TV special is going to be on KIXE tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's North State Now's Christmas special, a tribute to our veterans.
Wow.
It's going to be the only locally produced show around here in the North State.
You know, and that is great, and congratulations for another venue, but it really shows how much Shasta County and the communities support our veterans here. Whether it be out at Placing of the Wreaths, out at the Veterans Cemetery, the Walk of Honor.
Yes.
The Pearl Harbor Survivors Memorial at the courthouse, and there's many others.
We're going to make the big announcement here soon about, you know, for next year in a regular series. But to do things with the veterans, there's so many things that are going on that it should take a whole show. You could do a show on at least once a month of everything that's going on.
That's in our mission statement.
But that is in our mission statement.
When
again,
you wake
support
up,
the veterans.
When you wake up in your day, it's like, what am I doing with my life? You know, what is the, okay, there's one thing to have an individual, but then as, like, this year, what do I want to accomplish? And I never really realized until we started doing this this show how important it is to have a mission statement. Because really, a lot of times when you just think you can't, if you can keep your eye on the mission, you know, like to be a good parent, that's a mission. To be a good neighbor,
to be involved.
It's a mission.
Yeah.
How about we go to our market minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Wells Fargo.
Advisors.
Please tell us what's going on in the market minute.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 66 points at 12,036. The S&P 500 is down 8 at 1,232, and the NASDAQ is down 47 at 2,555. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 5 cents at $5.12, and General Electric down 3 cents at $17.31. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 3 cents at $14.47, and Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $3.27. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.93%. In the commodity markets, gold is up 10 cents at $1,617.70. Silver is down 8 cents at $29.45, and crude oil is up $1.56 at $98.80. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy Lathrop-Cummings
welcome.
From
thank
the Wells
you.
Fargo Advisors for the Wells Fargo Minute, and they're out at Park Marina Drive, and you know they're not in the Wells Fargo Bank. They're out on Park Marina Drive, just to let everybody know, and they're on at 710, 810, and, of course, 906 in the morning. And again in the afternoon, and we appreciate that update on what's going on back there. I'm glad somebody understands
when
that.
When I say welcome, thank you. Welcome to new people in the chat pack and those that are on the stream. And Bob, if one more time, if you will tell our listeners or the people listening how they can go online so that they can see the stream live in the studio.
Well, we're currently in a test mode, so that'll be for this week. Next week it will be turned off for some adjustments, but right now you can check it out at livestream.com and then type Free Fire Radio into the search box. It'll take you to the page, click on the little TV set, and the video will start after a brief commercial.
All right, great.
And you know, not only that, but now we can hold signs up, you know, when we're talking, and we can be rude to people. You know, like we can go, Indy
we
guy,
don't do that.
You know, that kind of thing.
We don't do that.
Okay.
By the way, glad that you picked up your tickets to see Aaron Neville's Christmas special tonight. So congratulations on winning those tickets and coming by and getting them. I acknowledge
that. That was yesterday.
Yes, you got him.
Okay. Got to take a break. We'll come back. Sheriff Tom Pasinko will be joining us. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about.
He's in the chat pack, too, so if you have questions you want to ask, it's right there.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
All right.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
The snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:14 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, you know, Northern Lights Energy has been with us also from the very beginning. We can't say enough about them either. Another local firm. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, we talk about the local people. We talk about people who have been with us for 2 years. And, you know, somebody we can talk about that's been with us for 2 years is Sheriff Tom Basinka.
Nice segue. Thank you,
well,
Carl.
Well, it is. You have been with us, you know, on a regular basis for the last 2 years. You have never missed a time. If you've had things going on, we've just rescheduled you. But We do a monthly update with you.
I really do enjoy coming on and talking with you and letting the people know what's going on within the sheriff's office and our communities and issues that can impact them. And I think it's part of my responsibility as an elected official to be available for the public, and this is just one venue to do it. I'm also on another competitor station. They invite me in about once a month, and we do something very similar there as well.
Well, that's because they've stolen other things we've done, too. Oh, did I say that? Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. A lot of things have happened this year. What would you say is the biggest thing that's happened in Shasta County this past year, the biggest impact on people?
On people, of course, it's the economy. And the economy affects them personally, but it also affects the various governments, city government, county government, and, of course, state government and federal. But you see it more here on a local issue. It impacts our budgets, which impacts our staffing and our resources, which, again, impacts the public as well.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. We have somebody waiting here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda, Bad Bob, and your admin, Diane, of course. And good morning, Sheriff Tom. How are you this morning?
Good, John. Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling in.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. And you know what? We've both been with Carl and Linda for 2 years. So,
well, yeah, you know what? You have been, and there's a lot of people on the chat room that have been here with us. And you know what? Every day it grows, but it's right, John. You have been. You've been with us for, well, even longer.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you know what? You're my morning routine, Carl.
Well, thank you.
And Linda.
You just saw her sneak back in again, too.
Listen, I'm going to sidetrack for just a second about the commercial you just did on Northern Lights Energy, and you mentioned he'd been with you the whole 2 years also. I love this guy because there's a television comedy, our cartoon show called King of the Hill. I think everybody's at least seen it once. And the guy that's it's named for, the guy named King, is a provider of propane to his community, right? And I swear to God, he has the identical voice as the guy who does the Northern Lights Energy commercial.
Well,
I can't tell them apart. And it just fascinates
really
me every time I hear it.
I think Frank's got a much higher moral code there. You know, I mean, you know, you're right. I've seen it one time, and I'm thinking to myself, I never put that together, though, because,
it just comes across so clear. But anyway,
okay,
this doesn't have anything to do with what I wanted to ask Sheriff Tom.
Yes, John.
Okay. And this is rhetorical, Tom, but I would really like to have you respond to it from your inner core, if you would. Do you really feel that the medical marijuana issue is worthy of all the resources we are expending on it when there's so many serious criminal economic issues that need to be dealt with here in the county and the city? It just seems like there's such an overemphasis placed on this, and we are wasting the resources of law enforcement that we have available for a very unimportant issue to me.
Good question and some good points. The medical marijuana issue, of course, it was voted in back in 1996, and it really has come to the forefront with the dispensaries and the personal cultivation of it. And it's really it does impact law enforcement, but not as much as our other crimes, since we still have a huge focus on methamphetamine and the abuse of other prescription drugs like OxyContin. And we're still out doing working the thefts and burglaries. The city councils and the Board of Supervisors have taken some action within the law and court decisions to have reasonable restrictions placed on the businesses and or cultivations. And so that's just the way we've been, that government has been dealing with it over the years. But, it is part of law, and it's part of law enforcement, and part of our jobs is of the thousands and thousands of laws that we can enforce at any time. So I hope that answered your question.
Well, it does, and again, I'm my only issue is priorities, and I think there are so many criminal activities that have mm-hmm. higher priority than that, and I'm sure that you administer based on that concept.
We do.
Also.
We do prioritize our calls for the patrol staff. They're out prioritizing calls, and dispatch prioritizes them the way we respond. We do have our drug units, which is the SASTA Interagency Narcotics Task Force. That works on drug issues. And then we have a marijuana eradication team that generally works on illegal marijuana growing, primarily on our public lands, like out in the forest.
Well, my hope for the next year is that the economy turns around a good bit and you're able to have some more patrolmen on the
beach. I sure hope so. We'd like to do that. And the Board of Supervisors, are doing everything that they can, because their budget is cash-strapped, too. They have a very, very limited amount of fund that is discretionary within their control that doesn't have other state mandates tied to it.
You know, I think it's important, Tom, that our citizens know that you have been, your hands are tied to the point of how many patrolmen do you have on duty on a given shift?
It depends, but generally four, sometimes a night shift less. But then the city of Redding, they've seen layoffs there, and I can name counties up and down the state that they had to lay off, like Sacramento about a year ago had to lay off 132 deputies for the county of Sacramento.
So you got about four or five on the road at one time.
Depending on the shift and the time of day, yeah, for the county or what we call the Valley area, which is primarily the greater Redding area.
That's almost criminal.
We are trying to do we try to do the best we can with the resources that we have. Would I like a lot more? Absolutely, but the county doesn't have the money. They do have to make, just like a regular budget for the house, they have to stretch it among all the various ones. And we're coming up on a break, and we have to take one real soon. John, thanks for coming in, and again, have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. And I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
You know, it's always good to be with somebody that's been with us this long to know that it's, I go like that, it's time to end it because we were way over break time. So,
same way, right into a break.
Right. Hey, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Ensemble Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Ensemble Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Ensemble Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Ensemble Vineyards.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms.
Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning, and for Indie Guy. There you go, Indie Guy. That was just for you. That's because we're also, of course, streaming video-wise, too, and little comments that come through. Our guest, Sheriff Tomasenko, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, honesty, integrity, what else can you say? They support our community. You know, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices, the Jingle Crunch, and they have all types of holiday-type coffees that you can buy there. Linda goes in and buys, you know, the 6 ounces of, and she's like Linda Coffee Bean around town, just giving away little, you know, coffee beans of for the holidays.
She's the coffee distributor plus, around town.
Yeah, plus, yeah, she's the distributor of coffee. Plus, she also is the finest walk-in humidor in the state. What can I say? They're just they're good people. They support our community. They've supported us. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Sheriff Tom, there's all types of things going on here. But let's talk about some of the things happening. The reentry program. Is mm-hmm. that, you know, the realignment?
That's still continuing, of course.
How is that going? Or is that a problem or what?
Here in Shasta County, it isn't going too bad at all. We are receiving the people that we are supposed to be receiving, the numbers of them. We're just maybe two or three over what the projections from the state would be. Other counties are not seeing that. Other counties are seeing much more than was projected. And the first person that was supposed to report here on parole or on county supervision failed to show up, but everybody else has shown up.
Have we had any problems with them?
So far, no. They're under normal supervision, just as they would be if they mm-hmm. were on parole or probation. We've had some multi-year sentences, which means they'll do their time in jail now, which that's a concern because the jail is full and has been for many years.
And how long is that going to be before you can get that third deck opened up?
It'll be in the springtime. We're in the process
still
of...
Still that long away.
It is, because... You know, we closed it down in 2009 because of budget cuts, and then those people could look for other jobs, and it's been 2 years, so we have to go back and rehire people, and they have to be of course backgrounded and vetted, and then we have to get them trained, and so that takes total about 6 months.
Okay,
you just don't flip a switch and grab people off the street and have them working in that environment.
You know, I want to ask a question. It may sound amusing here, but every so often somebody sends me a link to ShastaMugshots.com.
Okay, and that's a whole separate company. That's not associated with the county.
It's not. I understand that. But these are mugshots of everybody that goes into the Shasta mm-hmm. County Jail, and that can be from Tehama County, too.
That's correct.
Where all these people come from? I look at these hundreds of pictures, and you're just kind of going through, trying to see if there's anybody that even looks familiar.
Most
of the people from around here mm-hmm, that are being picked up, and it's, you know, for probation problems.
It could be for probation
anything.
Violations, a crime, DUI, drug-related, domestic violence, whatever they come into the jail for. We also have our in-routers, which are those people that maybe are a prisoner that is in route from point A, or wherever they may be coming from, to point B, and they have to stay overnight here because of the travel time. Those also get their picture taken as well.
All right. Somebody asked a question here out of the chat room that said that are the mentally ill that mm-hmm. are out on the streets. Mm-hmm. Is it getting to be an overwhelming problem yet?
That would be, you probably should have Dr. Mark Montgomery on. He's our director of mental health services through Health and Human Services. And
well, they're talking about from the police side of having to deal with them.
Many of the people that law enforcement comes in contact with either has some substance abuse problems or mental health or both. And oftentimes, too, the homeless population also has some mental health issues. So I won't say it's overwhelming, but we do attempt to deal with it. We do have a mental health department, and there are some limited services there. People can receive treatment or assistance on a voluntary basis. And then sometimes if they're in danger to themselves or others, they have to be what we call 5150'd. That comes from the Welfare and Institution Code. That means that they can be held for a period of time until they get some assistance where they're not in danger.
Is that like a 72 hours or
up to 72 hour hold or longer, depending on their mental health condition?
Okay.
But Dr. Mark Montgomery would be a good person to have.
I think we've had Mark on before, or Dr. Montgomery, we'll have him on again.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the year. We need to, again, just to try and catch up on everything that's happening.
And we got about probably 45 seconds or so, but the officers that were involved in the recent officer-involved shootings, they were cleared from the district attorney's office, and their shootings were within regulations for the sheriff's office. We had one up in Castella. That person...
the one on the road there.
The one on the road, that person is awaiting trial. He's in Shasta County Jail.
It's amazing that he is still alive.
For 11 counts of attempted murder.
Yeah.
And he fired on the officers with an automatic weapon. Got about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the other one up of Oasis, the officers returned to work. He was brutally beaten by that person.
And how's he doing?
He's back to work and on the streets serving our community.
Great. Okay. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. We got to take a break here for the news. We come back. We got a lot of catching up about what's happened this year and what's going to be happening in 2012. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. House Republicans wouldn't hear of the plan by Senate Democrats to extend the payroll tax break for 2 months, ending today's session without so much as a vote. But Speaker John Boehner says he has a team of negotiators at the ready.
We're hoping that the Senate Democrats will appoint negotiators, come to the table and resolve these differences.
One Democratic leader in the House may be wondering, though, about the sincerity of Boehner's team.
The irony is that he appointed five conferees, all of whom at one point or another have said that they are opposed to a one-year extension of the middle-class tax cut.
Minority Whip Steny Hoyer. Realtors say they overestimated by 3 million the number of homes sold between 2007 and 2010. The revised numbers indicate the housing market 3 years ago reached its lowest point since the mid-90s. Weighing that and other factors, the Dow is down 68 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five-Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five-Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five-Star Bank. Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Freedom is the only thing. Means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Christmas week. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, December the 21st, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Chat room's up. Good morning there. We got a couple of new people in there. Giblets. And, of course, Charlie and Ted and C-Max Angel and, gosh, Indie Guy. Oh, everybody's there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. A great place. Take a step back in time. And when you walk in there, you get a great haircut, great prices. It's a discount for veterans. And they just take care of you there. It's just a pleasant time to go in there, even if you have to wait. And sometimes you do because there's always people in there. You just sit down and enjoy, you know, read the magazines, watch the TV, talk to everybody, and they're good guys. I know a lot of the sheriffs and police are in there, and the military, of course, and then Bad Bob and me and a lot of people we know. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Sheriff Tom.
Morning, Carl.
Now, you've got a new, there's another new police chief in town.
There is, Robert Paletti, and he goes by Rob. Great guy. Met him early on when he first came here. In fact, I sat on one of his oral interview panels, and really enjoy working with him. Very energetic, and I think he's going to do great things for the city of Reading.
I think so, too. You know, everybody I've talked to has come across very positive,
mm-hmm.
very community act, you know, community right. involved, like, you know, as we've talked about, you know, how that he wants to continue, of course, coming here and yep. talking about what's going on. And he just has he's coming from Stockton.
Yep.
And it's just great that his family can drive around at night.
He said he was joking. I saw him at a meeting, and he had returned back home because he's in the process of moving up here, and noticed the big change. He was used to it in Stockton, but coming from Reading, going back down to Stockton, he was noticing the gang issues, and he was so glad that he's moving up here and with his family. He wants to get out and learn the community, hear their concerns, and he's going to be doing that a lot at various community functions and civic groups.
Well, you two should be seeing each other a lot, then.
We do. We see a lot because we're on a lot of boards together. We pick up the phone and call each other. So, a very good guy. And he's, of course, still active in our nation's military with the National Guard.
Lieutenant Colonel in the National Guard took over a battalion here just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, you know, Tom, it's been a heck of a year.
Yes,
a lot of shootings this year.
It has.
This past year.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, I think in the last year and a half, there's been something like 10 shootings.
About
that.
And I just thank God that
nobody,
none of our officers have been killed.
None of the officers have been
we've
killed.
We've had some that have been seriously wounded or injured. An RPD officer, Officer Velo. And then, of course, my officer, Officer Reynolds.
Velo was the one that got shot in the arm, right?
He was.
When they were fighting, he's fighting the guy on the street, mm-hmm. and his partner came up and...
Yeah, and saved
ended
his life.
The fight.
And ended the fight. And then my officer, Deputy Reynolds, was brutally and violently beaten. And another officer came to his rescue and ended that there. And so while they were seriously injured, we're very thankful that
they're back to work.
And it also goes to show of how our job can change from one minute to maybe taking a burglary and talking to a victim, either of domestic violence or a burglary. Next minute, we're on a traffic stop, and that traffic stop can change
from a simple traffic stop, I don't want to use the word routine, but a simple traffic stop to a life and death situation. Both, Officer Veloz went from a traffic stop to a life and death fight, and then my officer, Deputy Reynolds, went from a traffic stop to a foot pursuit, an arrest that turned into a struggle for his life.
And you know, one of the things that we've always talked about is that, you know, that it's one thing when you go into combat with your, you know, with my Marines, and you're in a combat situation, and even if it's in a guerrilla type warfare like you have in Iraq and other places I've been, but still you're there, you're prepared, you've got the Marines around you, and you know, you're ready to rock and roll if you have to. But in your job, in the, you know, in law enforcement, you've got to be ready. But you could have you could have 700 days in a row where you just walk up to the car, and on the 701st time, they pull a weapon on you.
Could be. Yeah.
And, you know, so that kind of, you know, having to have that kind of, you know, of alertness. And, you know, and then we go through, like, it seems like, you know, a couple years ago, nothing was going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no shootings. And then now there's been a lot. What do you think is going to happen this year? I mean, is the level of violence going up?
It appears it has. We can't say why, because we can't show any particular reason or trend to it, but it appears it is going up, even more so than, because I read a lot of different newspapers online every day, maybe even more so than some medium or large cities. But we don't know reason for this uptick, but our officers are well trained. Both of our agencies, Reading and Sheriff's Office and Anderson Police, we train our officers well in preparation just for these times.
Well, you know that, you know, but that's right, Tom, because, you know, because I've talked to, you know, I talked to Peter Hansen and talked to Rob Pelletti, talked to, you know, of course you, and I've talked to a couple of other people. There is nothing there that's a trend. There is nothing that you can link all of these to, except I don't know, maybe an economic problem. You know, is it economy? I mean, is that it? If the economy was better and everybody had jobs, they wouldn't be like, getting to that point?
There are some common denominators. All have had usually lengthy criminal records. Most have been under the influence of a number of drugs in their system, but that's not all to say that they're all like that.
No.
But there isn't any one particular thing.
That guy on the we've got to take a break. The guy on the I-5, was he under drugs?
Yep, he had toxic levels of methamphetamine and amphetamine in his system.
Okay,
the individual on South Market Street had toxic levels of multiple drugs in his system as well.
Okay, all right. Okay, got to take a break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about you know, the level of violence has seemed to have risen here in the last couple of years. When we come back, we want to start talking about what to be looking forward to in the next this coming year, 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, what he believes, and we can talk a little bit about not only just the policing efforts, but some of the things that he sees going on in the future here that are positive. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's a new cube in town, and it's at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Are you ready to drive off in a brand new 2011 Nissan Cube? Come down to Wind River Casino and play the Cubalicious Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Nissan Cube. Over $70,000 in prizes up for grabs, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double entry bonuses. Win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, December 29th, where you can drive off in your very own 2011 Nissan Cube. For more information on Wind River's Cubalicious Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation.
Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, good welcome
morning.
Back.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 56 degrees in the downtown area. And today we're looking at temperatures rising around 62 degrees. Tonight we're going to have lows of 40s. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Big doings up there.
Don't forget New Year's Eve.
You know, we're going to have
a
great
Galabash. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night, it's really fun because I've been in and out of the station. If you've been looking on the internet, up and down. There's so much going on, and of course, as we're getting ready with the very last minutes we have before Christmas, also trying to our phone banks tomorrow night. You know, we are talking about the KIXE. Our special is on tomorrow night, so we are going to be on live, and we're going to be throwing it to some fabulous footage that we've been collecting through actually months here, getting ready for this Christmas special. So Tom graciously said that he'll come by tomorrow night, and we'll throw you on the air, and we'll talk about, as we have a whole tribute to veterans and what's been happening at Christmas time. And I think, if anything, this is a time to be able to stop and thank those people who are first responders, the people who make us feel safe, that come to our house, that will help us on the road, that will help us, and say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your calling in life that you've decided to do that. And Tom, Carl and I personally want to say Merry Christmas and thank you so much for what you do for our community.
And please pass from us and all of our listeners to your people in the sheriff's department that how much we do appreciate them.
Thank you. I will. Also, there's a community event coming up. I think they're having a dinner for veterans, law enforcement, public safety, firefighters coming up at the Veterans Hall. Pretty soon?
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday, it was.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the community supporting veterans and law enforcement, public safety.
Yeah, they had a big crowd there. And
Walmart did a lot of the
Walmart did a lot of stuff with
a
that.
Lot of the food,
Missing in America.
Yes.
Yeah, they were all there.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have PGRB with us during the show. Talk about about the veterans, but the Madrigals, the Victorian Christmas Choir. I mean, it just events from the North State that are are positive. And again, locally produced, the only Christmas special is locally produced around here. Not to keep talking about it, but it's a type of thing is that we the North State has so much to offer, and we just have to go out there and I say we, all of us, and capture that. So let me ask you about next year. What do you see happening next year, Tom?
Well, I hope that the economy starts to recover somewhat, both for employment purposes, so we can get people that are out of work back to working and providing for their families, and maybe seeing some home sales come back up. That would stimulate the economy as well. And then we also want to have our officers be safe, and I would like to see if that economy recovers, that helps county government, to where if they have revenues coming in, then that can also help budget to get officers back on the street and maybe get start building our force up. But it's going to be a very slow recovery.
How many more people to get us up to? How many people do you want on the street? I mean, I know we'd like to have a lot, but what would you know?
What
you
I usually do is I kind of turn it around and I ask a person, you know, how much to add 10 officers to the street, and that wouldn't where our staffing levels are lower than what I've seen in many many years due to the budget. But 10 officers, that's roughly about $1 million in salaries and benefits and equipment, and then you got to add cars and radios to that. And so it's not inexpensive to add these officers. And so then you have to be able to balance that for other services.
Well, what's the most that's ever been on the roads here?
When I started back in 1979, we used to have down in the Reading area an officer in every beat, and that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then we had what we called rovers. And then there were three of those on a peak day, and so they'd be about nine to ten deputies plus a supervisor.
So there's six more than what we have.
Right.
But then, there's been a lot of things happen since.
A little bit of uptick in crime, a little bit of population increase in the whole county. I don't know what it was in 79, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's doubled since.
Changes in pay and all that.
Pay, absolutely.
And all that. So, again, you had at one point in the 70s, you had like almost 10, you had almost 10 officers in the county out
right.
every day.
Reading Basin area, yeah.
Okay.
And then Bernie had officers on 24 hours a day, and many years ago, even before me, it's been about 15 years now, that they don't have 24 hours of coverage up in Bernie. And that's all because of downsizing in the economy.
Yep. Well, that's one of the things we've had a number of people on here that are really pro North State when it comes to
right.
Business, how things are going to be changing. And Mike Frank, who said every problem associated with Reading, and we're kind of a microcosm in Shasta County, can be fixed with jobs.
Could be. I see that Sacramento, the area of Sacramento, they're seeing a little bit of uptick in home sales, and so that's a nice little predictor that maybe something's turning around a little bit. A lot of them are being bought by investors, but at least there's some home sales ticking up there. Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break before we come back here and for our final segment. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Saw that ad in today's paper, you know that tomorrow's the final day to take advantage of their big red riot at Kubler's Furniture. But you can shop it today, special hours from 9 till 7, and make the bargain buy of a lifetime. The red tag, the symbol of the greatest savings at merchants everywhere. That red tag marks the reductions in every department of the store. Save on famous Ashley, Lane, Broyhill, Simmons, including Beautyrest, Aspen, Tempur-Pedic. The names go on and on at Kubler's Furniture. And today, from 9 till 7, or tomorrow, the final day from 9 till 7, you can buy with no down payment and no interest until January 2016 with your purchase of $1,500 or more and minimum monthly payments. Ask for details at the sale or use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Plus, delivery and setup are free locally. See that ad. Don't miss the Big Red Riot happening until 7 tonight or tomorrow, the final day from 9 till 7 at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, the Clear Creek Sports Club, and the Belligerent Duck. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR.
Well, I walk AM. Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Carl and Linda Bott. You know, it's Christmas week, and, you know, we're trying to be mellow here. You know, tomorrow will be a mellow day. And, of course, Thursday and then Friday being...
Tomorrow is not a mellow day.
Well, it's going to be a mellow day in the sunset. Not to be screaming and yelling.
No. But we are going to be on tomorrow night. And you know what? We just, at the break, we decided, please, we would like to put this out there and enjoy the, invite the chat pack. We want to invite the community. We are going to be live on the air on KIXE at 8 o'clock. We are going to have little rotations of people manning the phones. So John, and others, you know, if you want to man the phones, we'll be, you know, we have some surprise footage and then we'll come into break and we got the Patriot Guard riders. We were doing a tribute to the veterans and that's going on from 8 to 9:30 tomorrow night.
It's going to be, we'll do quick pledge breaks and then, you know, 20 to 22 minutes of our taping and videoing, and then another pledge break. It's going to go like that, but the whole show comes there and gives us an opportunity to, like I say, thank our veterans and talk to them who've been away at Christmas.
All right, let's go to the phones. Randy, you are live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Tom, God bless you and keep you and your staff safe. And we really appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you very much, Randy.
You're welcome. It's probably come up before. I just haven't heard you talking about it. But what are the chances of a volunteer auxiliary force where you can double up on a car and give the guys a little more help?
Good question, and it does come up from time to time when I'm on Free Fire Radio here. There are a number of ways that people can volunteer and contribute to assist the sheriff's office. We have citizen volunteer patrols, which they become our eyes and our ears, and go out and do patrol of their communities, whether it be for vacation checks or just to observe suspicious activity and report it, or to assist us in emergencies. And they're located in the city of Shasta Lake, Shingletown, Old Shasta, Cottonwood, Happy Valley, Burney, Fall River, and on Lake Shasta itself during the tourist season, they help out there as well. We have a search and rescue, which is there's a Jeep posse, mounted posse, flying posses, and a number of them, and they help us with emergencies and searches. And then we also have a reserve program. In the reserve program, you have to take some law enforcement training and basically have the same level of training as an officer. And then they can ride along with us on a voluntary basis, just like an officer, and do some of the same duties that we do, but it's unpaid.
Mm-hmm.
So the closest police academy here is they're finishing up a modular academy at Shasta College, which you go every weekend for like 18 months. And then also the nearest one that's a full-time academy is at Butte College. And then there's one over on the coast at College of the Redwoods in Eureka. So those are the two closest.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Randy, thanks a lot for your phone call.
I really appreciate it. Thank
great.
You very
have
much.
A Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Likewise.
Now, so Linda is interested in this. So if she goes to the academy, I mean, and what's her chances?
Her chances are as good as everybody else there. You have to be in excellent physical shape because they do a lot of running.
Yes,
and calisthenics. And then they learn the search and seizure laws.
Oh, she's good at that.
With the Fourth Amendment, the laws of arrest. They learn about drugs and the drug laws enforcement. Everything that it kind of takes to be an officer. And then after that, if she's hired with an agency, background and everything, then she goes through a field training program. And I don't care if you're hired at LAPD or Shasta County Sheriff's Office or anywhere in between, they have some type of field training program to make sure that they that person fits the criteria and can do the job of taking reports and jumping tall buildings in a single bound and driving fast and dealing with the public.
She's been practicing her chokehold on
good,
Dad Bob.
Good public and sometimes a not-so-nice public.
No, I think law enforcement is a fascinating and very heroic, I'm sure, you know, because of the fact that you guys put yourselves in danger every single day. You put on your uniform and you go out. And like I said, we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Carl, of course, is tongue-in-cheek when he's saying that. But really,
you end up being a law enforcement officer, a little bit of a counselor sometimes, a little bit of a psychiatrist. You know, I didn't.
Well, you got to.
There's a whole lot of aspects to it. We got about 30 seconds left.
You know what? Thank you.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Thanks so much for being
here,
Tom.
Love you, Tom.
And
Merry Christmas, Tom, and thank you to our sheriff. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And may this year be one of safety for
thank
all
you so
of you
much.
All.
We'll see you tomorrow
Christmas.
Night.
Remember, hopefully so, yes.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
And I'll keep the.